Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
You've just cut your finger. As you gently squeeze the cut, a small clot begins to form, and the bleeding slowly stops. This is a normal response to such an injury. Unfortunately, too much clotting can block blood vessels that are not bleeding. For this reason, the body has control mechanisms to limit clotting and dissolve clots that are no longer needed. An abnormality in any part of the system that controls bleeding can lead to excessive bleeding or clotting, both of which can be dangerous. When clotting is poor, even a slight injury to a blood vessel may lead to severe blood loss. When clotting is excessive, small blood vessels in critical places can become filled with clots. Clotted vessels in the brain can cause strokes. Clotted vessels leading to the heart can cause heart attacks. Pieces of clots from veins in the legs, pelvis, or abdomen can travel throughout the blood system to the lungs and block major arteries. That's a condition called a pulmonary embolus. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.